罗马书第一章第二十一节，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，竟不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。好，下面我们把时间交给Pastor Paul。
We'll give time to Pastor Paul。
An atheist biology professor was hiking through one of the local forests。
一个教生物学的无神论的老师在一个附近的森林正在散步。
He was enjoying all the accidents that evolution had created.
他正在享受这进化论所意外创造出来的宇宙。
He said to himself, "Oh, look at all these wonderful waterfalls, the trees, and the animals."
看看这些伟大的这些瀑布、树木跟野兽们。
Ah, Ithaca truly is gorgeous.
这个Ithaca 是一个实在是很美丽的地方。
He was thankful for the beauty of nature.
他为这个自然的美丽来献上感谢。
But there was nobody for him to thank.
但他却没有一个对象来献上感谢。
Just then, he heard some rustling behind the bushes that were around him.
在这个时候，他听到树丛后面有一些响声。
He turned around and he saw a 7-foot grizzly bear charging towards him.
他转过身来，看到一个有七尺高的大棕熊向他跑过来。
So the atheist, he sprinted up the trails as fast as his legs could take him.
于是他赶快就尽他所能的向那个路径跑下去。
He glanced over his shoulder.
他从他往肩后看一看
，The grizzly was closing in.
那个熊越来越靠近了。
So he ran even faster.
他尝试跑得更快。
He began to weep in fear.
他开始因为害怕而哭泣。
He looked back again.
他往后看一看。
The bear was even closer.
那熊更近了。
His heart pounded in his chest.
他的心一直在跳。
He tried to run faster.
他尝试要跑得更快。
The atheist tripped and collapsed to the ground.
但这位无神论者却绊倒了而摔在地上。
He tried to pick himself up, but the bear was on top of him, raising his right paw ready to strike him.
他尝试能够站起来，但这个熊已经扑在他的身上，把他的右掌举起来要砍他。
And then the atheist cried out, "Oh my God!"
这位无神论者就说：“哦，我的上帝啊！”
At that instant, time stood still.
在那个时候，时间停止了。
The bear froze.
那个熊停在那里。
The forest went silent.
整个森林变得很安静。
Even the waterfall stopped falling.
那个瀑布也停止了。
A bright light beamed down upon the atheist, and a voice spoke from the sky.
有一个亮光照在这位无神论者身上，一个声音从天上出来。
You denied my existence for 45 years.
你否认我已经四十五年了。
You taught your students that I was a figment of their imagination.
你告诉我的学生，我不过是在想象中一个虚构的故事。
You even credited my creation to a cosmic accident.
而你把我的创造当作是宇宙中的一个意外。
And now you expect me to help you out of this mess?
而你现在希望我能够帮助你脱离这个困境吗
？So does this mean that you want to become a Christian?
也就是说，你希望成为一个基督徒吗
？Well, the atheist stared out into the light and he said.It would be disingenuous for me to become a Christian at this crisis in my life.
这位无神论者在光中就对这神说，如果我现在想要成为基督徒，那太不老实了。
However, would you please make the bear a Christian?
好不好？你就把那个熊变成一只基督徒就可以了。
The voice replied, "As you wish."
这声音就告诉他说，如你所愿。
Immediately, the light went on.
于是这个光不见了。
The waterfall poured down.
这个瀑布继续开始流。
Sounds of nature resumed.
在森林中的声音也恢复了。
Then the bear took down his right paw.
这个熊就放下他的右掌。
Put his paws together.
把他的手合在一起。
And began to pray.
开始祷告说
，Lord, for this food which I am about to receive, I am truly thankful.
上主，为你将我为我感预备的食物，我向你献上感谢。
Professor Khan told me that he was thankful that the professor was a biology professor and not an engineering professor.
我告诉保罗牧师，这是一个生物学的老师，不是电机工程系的老师。
Well, according to the Apostle Paul, one of the first signs of a man slide into foolishness is his unwillingness to give thanks to the God who deserves his gratitude.
使徒保罗在他谈到人的愚妄的时候，也就是谈到提到说，人不感谢那创造他的神。
Take a look at Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 23.
我们来看罗马书第一章十九到二十三节。
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles.
罗马书一章十九节，神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，就成为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
This passage indicates that God has made his existence clear to all humans.
这段圣经告诉我们，神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里。
But instead of giving thanks to the God who has poured down his blessings upon them, many people instead give thanks to false gods.
但人却不把这个感谢归给真神，而将感谢归给那些假神。
Imagine that a young man really wants to go out and play golf.
我们来想说，假设有一个男人，他真的想那天真的想去打高尔夫球。
But he decides to be good, and he stays home and he does chores around the house.
但他却决定是做一个好丈夫，于是待在家里面把家里整理好。
All day he mows the grass, he paints the house, he repairs the car, vacuums the floor.
他用了一天的时间去割草，去漆房子，把车子修好，去把整个家里吸得很干净。
When his wife comes home and she sees all that has been done, she runs right to her husband.
当这个太太回来的时候，她看到整个家里收得很好，她就跑向她的丈夫。
And then right past him.
然后马上就冲过他。
And then she runs right into the arms of her next door neighbor.
于是她跑到投进那邻居的怀抱里面。
And then she gives the neighbor a kiss on the lips and thanks the neighbor for all the work that her husband had done.
这个太太去给那位她的邻居一个亲吻，并感谢她的对所今天所做的事情来感谢她。
As you think the husband thinks, well, that's okay.
你想那个丈夫会想说，这没有什么关系。
I know that she's actually giving thanks to me.
我想她不过就是借着这个邻居来表达她对我的感谢。
No, the husband would be jealous and rightfully so.
但不是的，这个丈夫一定会是感觉很嫉妒，而且他有权利这样子感觉。
He'd be thinking, why is she giving thanks to my neighbor when I'm the one who did all the work?
他一定会想说，为什么要把我做的事情向我的邻居来献上感谢呢？
Well, it's the same way with God.
这对神来说也是这样。
When a person gives thanks to an idol or to Mother Nature or to the forces of evolution or to Allah or to Buddha for what God is responsible for, he or she is breaking the heart of God.
当一个人对偶像或是自然或是这个进化的力量或是阿拉或是佛祖来感谢神所做的事情的时候，我们实在是破碎神的心。
Giving thanks to the wrong source is false worship, and it makes God jealous.
如果我们感谢有了错误的对象，实在也就是向假神敬拜，这会让神嫉妒。
And that's why Exodus 34 verse 14 states, "Do not worship any other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God.
也就是在出埃及记第34章14节里面所说的，不可敬拜别神，因为耶和华是忌邪的神，名为忌邪者。
Some of you here today may not be Christians yet.
也许在我们中间有些人不是，还不是基督徒。
And yet you know that you have been blessed.
但你知道你的生命是被祝福的。
Thanksgiving must be a frustrating time for you because you don't know to whom to give thanks.
感恩节也许对你来说是一个很沮丧的时间，因为你不知道该对谁献上感谢。
So I'd like to recommend to you to consider the claims of Christianity.
我鼓励你能够来考虑在基督徒里面所说的事情。
Decide for yourself whether the God of the Bible is the true God who is responsible for all the blessings that you have.
你来考虑我们在基督教里面所谈的上帝是不是那位真神给你所有的祝福。
If the claims of Christianity are mere fables, then it would be foolish to thank a fictitious God.
如果在基督徒中间所谈的神只是一个幻想，那实在是我们不该把这个感谢献给神。
But if the claims of Christianity are actually true, you would be an ungrateful fool not to give him the thanks that he deserves.
但如果基督徒所说的是真的，那你会成为一个不感恩的愚人，不向神献上你的感谢。
So why do you think you have it so good?
你为什么会有这么多好事情在你身上呢？
Well, why do you live on a planet that's just the right distance from the sun?
为什么你在这个地球上面是跟太阳有一个恰好的距离？
That has just the right tilt to its axis.
正好歪斜一个角度。
It has just the right amount of gravity pull.
正有很对的地心引力。
Why do you think you're surrounded by beautiful waterfalls and gorges?
为什么你在你周围有这样许多漂亮的瀑布跟峡谷？
Why do you think you have the ability to listen to beautiful music?
为什么你有能力来欣赏好的音乐？
Who gave your taste buds the ability to enjoy delicious Chinese food?
谁给你这么好的味觉，能够来分辨出好的中国食物？
In primitive cultures, they ascribe these blessings to idols that look like kings or crows or cobras.
在一些古文化里面，他们把这个神归作是他们的王，或是乌鸦，或是甚至是眼镜蛇。
Perhaps you're more sophisticated and you ascribe your blessings to chance or to evolution.
也许你更有文化一点，你认为你的这些好的祝福是因为机会所来的。
But according to the Apostle Paul's premise in Romans chapter 1, if you ascribe your blessings to anything or anybody besides God, you may claim to be wise, but you're actually a fool.
根据保罗在罗马书一章里面所说的话，如果你把你的感谢归给那除了神以外的事情，那你虽然说你是聪明的，但你其实是一个愚笨人。
Because you have exchanged the glory of the immortal God for something far less glorious.
因为你将神的荣耀转给那些远远低于神的东西。
In other words, you may be well educated, but if you fail to give God the gratitude that he deserves,The Apostle Paul says that you are a well-educated fool.
虽然你可能是很有学问的人，但如果你不将感谢归给那真神，那保罗说你只不过是个有学问的愚笨人。
Now you may not agree with the Apostle Paul's premise.
你可能不同意这个使徒保罗在这边所说的话。
But it does seem to make sense to at least consider the evidence for an intelligent designer.Who created this glorious creation and is worthy of your worship?
但仍然是合理的，我们应该来考虑是否有一个聪明的设计者来在我们创造了这个宇宙，然后他值得你的敬拜。
If you'd like to investigate the evidence, I'd encourage you to talk to one of us pastors or to another Christian, and also to read the Bible and other Christian books to find out.To investigate for yourself whether the claims of Christianity are true or whether they're not.
如果你希望来看一下这个证据的话，我鼓励你能够跟教会的牧师或其他基督徒谈一谈，也能够来读读圣经，看其中所说的是否是真实。
Do you know the most common God to whom mankind gives thanks?
你知道在我们现在的社会里面，我们最常感谢的神是哪一位吗？
It's the man in the mirror.
是那在镜子里的自己。
As the saying goes, the problem with a self-made man is that he worships his own creator.
一个自我成就的一个人，他最大的问题就是他在敬拜他的创造者。
In other words, he worships himself and he gives thanks to himself.
也就是他敬拜自己，也将感谢归给自己。
Many of you are highly successful people, and the temptation is to believe that you are primarily responsible for your successes.
我们很多中间是成功的人，我们有一个引诱是让我们相信说我们自己是为我们的成功或是祝福有最大的有最大的责任。
So instead of giving thanks to God, the self-made man gives thanks to himself.
所以不是这些自我成就的人，他们不感谢神，而是感谢自己。
For example, a few years ago, there was an episode of The Simpsons in which Homer asks Bart to say grace.
在几年前Simpson 这个卡通里面，父亲 Homer 要这个 Bart 来说一个谢饭祷告。
And Bart bows his head and prays the following prayer.
这个 Bart 就低下头来做了以下的祷告。
Dear God, we paid for all this stuff ourselves, so thanks for nothing.
他说，亲爱的上帝，我这些东西都是我付的，所以没有什么好感谢的。
The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive?And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
保罗在哥林多前书第四章第七节说，使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸仿佛不是领受的呢？
Are you proud of your good grades?
你为你的成绩来感觉骄傲吗？
Then who gave you the intelligence to do so well in your academics?
谁给你的智慧让你能够在课业上能够有如此的成功？
Are you proud of your good looks?
你为你英俊的外表而感谢骄傲吗？
Who gave you your DNA?
谁把那个基因给你的呢？
Are you proud of your good morals?
你为你的道德标准来觉得很骄傲吗？
Then who gave you your parents and your mentors who taught you right from wrong?
谁给你这样许多的老师跟父母来告诉你对错呢？
Who is the one who gave you the predisposition to do good deeds?
谁给你这些能够做善事的能力呢？
You see, if you really think about it, every blessing is a gift from God.
如果你想想看，所有好善的事情都是从神来的。
Imagine a young man proposes to his girlfriend and gives her an extravagant diamond ring.
我们来想，有一个年轻人，他要向他的女朋友求婚，于他给他一个很漂亮的钻石戒指。
And then the young lady goes around and shows her rings and brags about how she paid for it herself.
这个女孩呢，却把这个戒指显给别人看，告诉别人说这是我自己买的。
In the same way, you would be a self-important fool to take the credit for yourself for things that actually God gave to you.
你如果只是把你自己所有的看作是你自己赚来的，那你不过是一个看重自我的愚笨人。
You see, in reality, there is no such thing as a self-made man.
在这实际来讲，没有一个人是完全靠自己的成就。
We were all made by our Creator.
我们都是为创造者所创造的。
We've all received gifts from that Creator.
我们都从那创造者来收取各样的恩赐。
So we should give thanks to Him instead of taking credit for ourselves.
所以我们应该把感谢归给神，而不是归给我们自己。
So do you see yourself as part of in the elite intelligentsia who is entitled to enjoy all the good things in your life?
你想你是认为你自己是人群中那些比较好的人，所以你应该能够得到各样的福气吗？
Or do you see yourself merely as a creature who has been blessed by an extravagant creator.
还是你看自己是那位从创造主所收所赐给你各样的福气呢？
Perhaps you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not guilty of being ungrateful to God because in reality, I do give thanks to God.
也许你可以对自己说，我并不是我实在是有感谢神的。
But how thankful are you really?
但你到底有多么感谢呢？
For example, how much thought have you given to the lyrics of the doxology?
举例来说，你每次在唱三一颂的时候，你到底有没有思想其中的歌词呢？
Every Sunday we sing Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
每个礼拜日我们都每个礼拜天我们都唱说赞美真神万福之根。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
It means that God is the origin of all the good things that have happened to you in your life, so you should give thanks to Him for everything.
也就是神是那我们在生活中所有祝福，好的事情的根源。
As James chapter 1 verse 17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light.
在雅各书一章十七节里面说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的。
And that's why in Ephesians 5 verse 20, we are commanded to always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在以弗所书第五章二十节里面说，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Is your heart?Overflowing with gratitude toward God.
你的心有常常向神流露出感谢吗？
Do you give thanks to God for everything?
你有没有为凡事来向神献上感谢呢？
Or is your gratitude diverted to those who deliver God's blessings to you?
还是你的感谢常常给了那些神所用的所用的人呢？
Imagine if a young man decides.To have flowers delivered to his wife at her office.
我们来想一个年轻人，他决定要为他在工作的太太来送他一束花。
And so the flower delivery lady delivers the flowers to the wife.
所以那个送花的人呢，就把这个花送到这个太太手上。
The wife reads the love note that is attached to the flowers, and it's from her husband.
这个太太读了她先生所写给她的情书。
And then she says to the flower delivery lady, Oh, you're so sweet to give me these beautiful flowers and this lovely note.
然后这位太太呢，对那个送花的人说，你真是好啊，给我这样许多的好的花与情书。
Oh, thank you so very much.
真是感谢你。
I'm so touched that you would come all the way to my office to deliver me these beautiful flowers.
你跑了这么远的路来到我的办公室把这花给我。
I don't know how much I appreciate this.
我实在不知道该怎么样的感谢你。
And then when the wife comes home, she doesn't express any gratitude to her husband.
但这个太太回到家的时候对她丈夫一句话都没有说。
In fact, she totally ignores him.
她是完全的忽视他。
Now, it is proper for the lady to...Give some appreciation to the flower delivery lady.
我们这个太太应该对那个送花的人有一些相当程度的感谢。
But it is really ungrateful to ignore the husband who deserves far more praise than the flower delivery lady.
但她实在应该更感谢她的丈夫，而不是感谢那个送花的人。
In the same way, it's good to give thanks to your parents for the sacrifices that they have made.
照样的，我们应该对我们的父母为他们所为我们做的牺牲来向他们献上感谢。
But you should be even more thankful to God for giving you such good parents.
但你更应该感谢神，他给你这样的父母。
It's good to be thankful for your professors who prepare you for your future career.
对你为你准备未来事业的这些教授们，你应该对他们献上感谢。
But you should be even more thankful to God who gave them the intelligence to teach you so well.
但你应该更向神感谢，把这个智慧给那些老师们。
It's great to have Pastor Appreciation Days.
一个有个感谢牧师的一天，这是很好的。
But every day should be a God appreciation day.
但每一天都该是感谢神的日子。
Because he cares for you more than even us pastors do.
因为他比教会的牧师更关心你。
And one way that he shows his care for you is through our love for you.
他其中一个对你表示他爱的方式就是通过别人来爱你。
So every time you give thanks to a person, in your mind at least, give even more thanks to God.
所以每一次你在感谢一个人的时候，你的心应该更感谢神。
Because he really is the source of every good and perfect gift.
因为神实在是各样美善的恩赐和各样全备赏赐的源头。
So to whom are you giving thanks?
所以你在对谁向现在感谢呢？
Is it Mother Nature?
是这个大自然吗？
Buddha?
佛祖吗？
Or some other unnamed God?
还是那些无名的神？
Are you giving thanks to the blind forces of evolution?
还是你给那个在进化中呢背后的推动力呢？
That's like the woman who gives thanks to the undeserving neighbor instead of her hard-working husband.
这好像刚才我们所提到那个太太在感谢她的邻居而不是感谢她的丈夫。
Are you giving thanks to yourself?
你在感谢自己吗？
So,You're like the woman who takes credit for the extravagant gift instead of that her fiancé gave to her.
就好像那个女孩为她未婚夫所给她的戒指来吹牛。
Are you giving thanks to your loved ones who have showered you with kind and loving deeds?
你为那些对你好、为你做事情的人向献上感谢吗？
Well, that's good, but don't stop there.
这很好，但请不要停在那里。
Remember also to give thanks to the God of the Bible because he is the one from whom all blessings flow.
实际上也要记得对神献上感谢，因为他是那真神，他是万福之根。
Unfortunately, many of us have failed to give thanks to the one from whom all blessings flow.
很多时候我们却没有将那万福的泉感谢那万福的泉源。
Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 12 through 17.
我们翻到提摩太前书第一章十二到十七节。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul talks about his conversion experience.
这里提到保罗他如何信主的经历。
He writes the following.
他这样写。
I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who's given me strength that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service.Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Now, to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
提摩太前书一章十二节，我感谢那给我力量的，我们主基督耶稣，即他以我有忠心派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀都归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
Now imagine if you visit the local homeless shelter and you find out that one of the occupants has a rare form of cancer.
我们现在假设你到了附近的一个收容无家可归的地方，你看到一个人他将要因为癌症而死去。
Now there is a cure for the disease, but the cost for the treatment is astronomical.
这个癌症是可医治的， 但医治的价格却是非常非常的高。
But your heart aches for that man as you think about his suffering.
但你的心为这个在痛苦中的人而感觉心痛。
So you sell all that you own so that you can pay for the man's treatment.
所以你变卖了你一切所有的，所以你可以来为这个人付他医疗的价钱。
You go to the homeless shelter to tell the man the good news.
所以你到了这个收容无家可归地方呢，你告诉他这个好消息。
But instead of thanking you profusely for the sacrifice that you made, the bum looks at you and he spits right into your face.
但你他这个得癌症的人，他没有对你的牺牲所献上感谢，反而吐口水在你的脸上。
What would you do?
你会做什么呢？
Well, according to this passage, that's what the Apostle Paul did to Jesus Christ.
根据这段经文，这正是使徒保罗以前对耶稣所做的事情。
Jesus saw that Paul's soul was infected with spiritual cancer.
耶稣看见保罗的灵魂被这个属灵的癌症所影响。
As a result of the Apostle Paul's sin, he knew thatHe would be doomed to an eternity in hell with no hope.
保罗的罪使他在会去到地狱里面没有希望。
And so Jesus left his throne in glory to come to this earth to save the Apostle Paul from his sin.
所以耶稣基督降世并且钉在十字架上为要拯救保罗。
He died an excruciating death on the cross so thatPaul would not have to be doomed to hell.
他耶稣在十字架上痛苦的死去，所以保罗可以不要受那地狱的审判。
But instead of gratefully accepting this gift of forgiveness, the Apostle Paul blasphemed Jesus by calling him a dangerous cult leader.
但保罗却没有感谢耶稣所为他做的事情，反而是谤读耶稣叫他是一个异教的领导者。
And in fact, the Apostle Paul persecuted people who believed in Jesus by having them put to death or by having them put in jail.
反而保罗一开始是把那些信耶稣的人把他们送进监牢或是杀死他们。
And yet, out of his mercy, Jesus continued to pursue after Paul.
但跟神的怜悯，他神一直在寻找保罗。
And then the Holy Spirit convicted Paul of his sin.
圣灵也让保罗能够认罪。
Well, Paul finally put his faith in Jesus Christ.
保罗终于能够来相信主。
And the rest of his life was a heartfelt thank you note to Jesus.
他剩下的余生就是对耶稣所写下的一个感谢函。
Life dedicated to express his gratitude to Jesus for dying on the cross.
他的生命就是为了耶稣基督为他上十字架所写下的感谢函。
In fact, in Galatians 6 verse 14, the Apostle Paul writes, May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在加拉太书第六章十四节，保罗如此写道，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
Did you know that the creator of this world died on the cross for your sins?
你知道在这创造这世界的主在十字架上为你的罪而死去吗？
He was punished for your sins so that you would not have to go to hell.
他为你的罪受了刑罚，所以我们可以不致受地狱的刑罚。
So how will you respond to his offer to save you from your spiritual cancer?
所以你该对他如何为医治你这个属灵上的癌症有一个回应呢？
Will you spit in his face and call him a fraud?
你是吐口水在他脸上，说你不过是一个虚假的人吗？
Or out of heartfelt gratitude, will you accept that gift of salvation?
还是存着满心的感谢，你愿意来接受这样一个礼物与赦免？
But how can you accept this gift of forgiveness?
你如何能够接受这个赦免的礼物呢？
The answer is found in Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9.
我们可以在以弗所书第二章八到九节找到这个答案。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，但这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
You can accept that gift of eternal life by putting your faith in Jesus Christ.
你可以收受到那永生的礼物，把你的将你的信心来用你的信心来接受耶稣基督。
Starts out with a prayer.
从一个祷告的开始。
Just tell God in your own words that you know that He is the giver of all good gifts.
用你自己的话告诉神说，他是那万福的泉源。
But that instead of being grateful to him, you have failed to give him the gratitude that he deserved and the glory.
但如果你是不是感谢他，你没有给他他所当得的感谢跟荣耀。
In fact, you've lived a life of rebellion against him.
也许你过了一个反叛的生活。
And yet tell God that now you realize the depth of your ingratitude and that you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take the punishment of your sins and that he rose again to give you eternal life.
你可以告诉神说你现在明白你以前的叛逆是多么的深，而且你现在愿意相信耶稣基督在十字架上为你的罪而死，也给你这样永恒的生命。
And then ask God to come into your life and transform you into the person that he wants you to be.
然后请神能够来进入你的生命当中，把你转变成他所要你成为的生命。
Once you do this, the Bible says that you pass from death into life.
当你如此做的时候，在圣经上告诉我们，我们就是出死入生了。
From the highway to hell to the pathway to heaven.
我们从一个引向地狱的路，走向那转向那是走到天堂的路。
As a result, the rest of your life will be a thank you note in which you will pour out your heart in gratitude to the one from whom all blessings flow.
于是你剩下的生命就可以是一个向那万福全源的神写下的感谢函。
Let's bow in prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
For those of us who are already Christians, let's spend this time just reflecting upon the blessings that you have received.
在我们当中是基督徒的弟兄姐妹，我们用这段时间来思想神所给我们各样的祝福。
Blessings of nature, of your talents, and also of salvation.
为神所创造的自然，神所给我们的智慧，神所给我们的救恩来思想。
For those of you who are not yet Christians,Use this time to reflect upon whom you can be thankful for.
对我们中间还不是基督徒的人，你也来思想，你可以向谁献上感谢呢？
Sure, you're thankful for your parents and other people invested in your life.
你是应该对你的父母跟那些对你生命投资的人来献上感谢。
But think back to who gave you those people in your life.
但你也来思想这些人是怎么来的呢？
Who is the source of all the blessings that you have, whether it's creation or your friends or family or the talents that you have?
谁是那各样祝福，这个自然，你的智慧，这些所有祝福的源头呢？
Let this be a time for you to consider the possibility that it actually is the God of the Bible.
你能够考虑在圣经中所描述这位真神的可能性。
So let's spend this time either in grateful praise or in silent reflection.
所以我们用这段时间来感谢，或是我们来安静的思想。
Lord, it will take all of eternity to thank you for the blessings you have poured down upon us.
主，我们实在要用我们的永生来为你所给我们的祝福献上感谢。
And yet, even many of us who are Christians barely give it a passing thought and express our gratitude to you on a typical day.
即使我们家中很多的基督徒，我们许多时候没有为我们每天的困难来向你献上感谢。
Lord, we pray that every day would be Thanksgiving Day.
我们来向你恳求，每一天都是一个感恩节。
And please forgive us for our lack of gratitude.
你原谅我们那个没有存感谢的心。
Lord, I pray for the seekers that are in this room.
我们也为在这里的慕道友来向你祷告。
Help them to think through the evidence that you are the God and the source of all their blessings.
来思想，你是那创造主，你是那万福的泉源。
Please reveal your grace and your mercy to them.
你也向他们显现你的怜悯与恩慈。
May they bow in repentance and in gratitude for your amazing grace.
于是他们可以来悔改，接受那奇妙的救恩。
In the gift of salvation bought through the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross.
你借着耶稣基督在十字架上的血成就了这个救恩。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。